USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In breaking news, convicted murderer and famed music producer Phil Spector has died at 81. Spector was serving a 19-year prison sentence for the 2003 murder of actor Lana Clarkson. The California Department of Corrections says Spector died at a hospital of natural causes. He produced countless hit records for the Beatles, the Ronettes, and the Righteous Brothers. The New York Times reports that 24 of his songs landed in the top 40 on the charts between 1960 and 1965. Spector was convicted in 2009 of killing Clarkson at his mansion on the outskirts of Los Angeles. Authorities are bracing for potential violence at capitals across the country and in D.C. National Guard troops, state troopers, and SWAT officers, along with bomb-sniffing dogs, are stationed at many of the capitals around the country. The FBI warning of potential violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A lockdown in Austria has been extended another 3 weeks due to COVID-19. This is the country's third lockdown. Only essential businesses are open. Officials hope to drive down infection rates, with variants of the virus seeming to spread easier than the current strain. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz in a news conference said 2 to 3 hard months are ahead. Do lockdowns, though, actually stop the spread of the virus?
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 760,000 pounds of Nestle's frozen pepperoni Hot Pockets have been recalled because of reports they contain pieces of plastic and glass. At least 4 customers have reported finding the materials, with 1 minor injury. The products were produced between November 13th and November 16th and shipped nationwide with a use-by date of February 2022. The USDA says the products should be thrown out or returned to the place of purchase. NFL fans are getting their tailgating on as the playoffs continue this afternoon. Saturday's divisional round saw 2 teams punch their tickets to the conference championship. USA Radio's Dan Naraki recaps the action.
The Green Bay Packers are heading back to the NFC Championship game after knocking off the Los Angeles Rams 32-18. Aaron Rodgers threw for 296 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Aaron Jones added another 99 yards and a score on the ground. They await the winner of Sunday's matchup between New Orleans and Tampa Bay. And the Buffalo Bills are headed back to the AFC Championship game for the first time in 27 years after beating the Baltimore Ravens 17-3. Buffalo's Taron Johnson tied an NFL record with a 102-yard interception return for a touchdown. The Bills will take on either Kansas City or Cleveland in next week's AFC title game. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the NBA, James Harden made his debut for the Nets and put up a triple-double, reuniting with his former teammate from Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant. Nets beat the Magic 122-115. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.